The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is gosh, we better get that new board quickly. Switch me over to the other mic.
Yeah,
how's that one?
Nah, that's better.
Yeah, much better. At any rate, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. It is the third day of June 2011. And caught up with a wayward individual that's been out there vacationing, traveling, and doing some more vacationing. He's down in, I wonder if he saw Jesse Ventura down in Cabo. Way at the southern tip of that little thing that hangs the doppelganger there of California. I always thought that was part of California when I was a kid. At any rate, Robbie Noel. Hello, Robbie.
How you doing, brother?
Hanging in there, watching things melt down.
Well, I'm looking out at a very blue sea of Cortez with a light breeze as the palm trees sway.
There he goes. Here I am in hot Texas with no water. We've not seen rain since I think God invented rain. Meanwhile, the Midwest gets blown away, floods hit the East Coast, Mississippi is probably still on the rise, but you're looking at the blue sea of Cortez and white sand beaches.
Absolutely.
Man, what a life.
Scottsdale by the sea.
Well, yeah, you know, I never could understand why you like Scottsdale. The desert, you said, was clean, but no
yep.
water, so... Cabo isn't like Scottsdale. It's got water.
No, it's exactly like Scottsdale.
Really?
Not a block. Well, I'm a block from the beach, but a block up from the beach, I've got a Starbucks, a Walmart, a Costco, and a Home Depot. The only thing I haven't seen is a Del Taco.
Or the hamburger joint that was so famous in Scottsdale.
Oh no, they got McDonald's and Burger King, but no Del Taco.
Ah, well, geez, suffer through it, man, suffer through it.
Yeah,
hey,
it is tough.
You're going to be down there for a while, right?
For the foreseeable future.
Is that like 6 months?
I think the word forever has come in my vocabulary a few times.
Really?
I think I've found my utopia.
Well, and not only that, it's winter in South Africa. By the way,
yes.
I've never seen any lions with icicles hanging off their whiskers. It doesn't get that cold in South Africa.
No.
All right, hang on, Robbie. Surprised out there, folks? Me too. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Robbie, there is, as you know, Mike Rivero has left the network and left a two-hour spot open on the network. And you graciously, seeing how you're, I guess, is this a working vacation, or you've agreed to come on the network?
Yes, considering I'm in South Scottsdale again.
South Scottsdale, kind of like coming home, isn't it?
It is, man. It feels great. I can't even tell you how happy I am.
Well, and I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, I couldn't, you know, politically in South Africa, I mean, the tsunami of the economy is going to hit there as well. Man, I'll tell you, South Africa is not the place I would want to be.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, before I left for South Africa, people said, you're crazy going to South Africa. It's so dangerous there. And before I left South Africa, all my South African friends said, you're going where? You're going to Mexico. You're nuts. It's so dangerous there.
Well, I guess somebody in Afghanistan would say that about somebody in Iraq.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
but South Africa was a good experience. I had many memorable moments there. I mean, it was It was wonderful to go back home after 30 years and see old friends and even a few old enemies. But the thing that really blew me away was I spent about a week at a cheetah sanctuary, and on a daily basis, I got to play with a couple of cheetahs, and they amazing animals. I mean, Africa's a unique place.
There's no doubt about that. It's very, very unique. And the changes that have taken place in the last 30 years, what did you think?
Yeah.
What did you think when you got back down there?
They have a lot of problems. I mean, there's no question about it. It is not as bad as the media makes it out to be as far as the danger is concerned. But it was a lot more advanced than I thought. But they still lack efficiency. And there's still some serious underlying problems.
Well, the problems as I saw it, and in my flavor of South Africa, is the little socialist, little communist, wanted to take things over. The English were down there. Bunch of people went down there, Europeans went down there, started economies, got the ball rolling, and when everything is, well, humming along, at least in commerce, somebody has a different idea about things, decide to flip things over. How many times have we seen this exact same thing? But, see, nobody likes to talk about Africa, Robbie. That's almost like a continent that does not exist, except in Tarzan movies.
Yeah, but it is also a target-rich environment for the U.S.'s private military contractor base.
Military, you said?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Why?
Pretty much a large majority of private military personnel that the U.S. State Department and or the U.S. Defense Department personnel all come from South Africa.
Well, and we were talking.
They've created another monster, though.
Well, the way I see this, you arm both sides. You want population control. You want chaos so things are easily managed and manipulated. You just start arming them. You have your little coups taking place, power struggles. There's never – I have yet to see a picture of any groups in South Africa that are not armed. Weapon of choice, generally AK-47s and the like. Somebody once joked with me that there's more small arms in South Africa than there are in America.
Well, that's a fact. But they've upgraded from AK-47s to M16s.
Well, we got Uncle Sammy to thank for that then, right?
But still the weapon of choice amongst professional soldiers is the old reliable FN.
FNFAL.
Yep.
Yeah. The M16 was not a favored rifle of special ops groups or anything else. We used to call it, when I was in the military, we used to call it the Mattel toy, and for good reason. The grips and butts were made by Mattel Toy Corporation. nice rifle. The ammo is lighter than AKs, but yeah, I'll take the AK. It's got more knockdown power. Hey, well, look, you're in Cabo. What is that near? Did you say you were near San Jose?
Well, San Jose is about 30 miles south of Cabo San Lucas. The Cabo is pretty much a tourist trap. San Jose is much much more mellow. It is. If I was to pick a town very similar, it would be Laguna Beach, California. It's predominantly a very artsy small town village atmosphere. It doesn't have all the craziness that you have in Cabo itself. You know, there's no sort of Cabo Wabo down here. The infamous Sammy Hagar spring break type environment. It's more mature and a lot more relaxed in San Jose. And if we continue on this discussion, I'm actually gonna call the Chamber of Commerce here and see if they want to pay me for promoting
tourism
down to San Jose.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if one day you toddled into Starbucks and there was Jesse Ventura standing there.
I think he's further south than me. I think he's further down. Yeah, I'm not sure, but there's a really good surf spot down there, and I think if I remember some of his statements about where he was, he's at that location, which would be a little bit more rural than San Jose is. But the geography is very similar to Arizona. You know, the mountains and the cacti and just the feel of the place.
Well, welcome back to, well, halfway back to civilization.
Yes.
Hey, well, you've been following what's been going on with the banking?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think there's going to be a QE3? I was watching Bloomberg today, and they were saying that, they don't know that they're going to do a QE3. All of a sudden, this is hot-button topic. More figures are coming out, higher figures of what the bailouts. Forget the $14 trillion. I think we're up to $24 or $25 trillion bailout. I'm looking at banks in England. Greece is on the line. Italy, they came out with a story last week that, they were going to downgrade Italy, and then all of a sudden, well, it looks like Italy's going to be okay. How do you, from your perspective, Robbie, how do you see this thing?
Well, I think they're pretty much in a catch-22 situation. They've made their bed, now they got to lie in it. And the only way, the only option that they have is to continue the pattern of the past, and that is, well, as you saw with the jobs report today that came out, that, you know, they CNBC as usual were hyping it this morning, calling for a number somewhere south of, you know, 100,000 job creation. And so when the number came out at 50,000, they had to do some serious backpedaling.
Well, it seems that Obama and Bernanke have gone directly from shades of bankruptcy right into flat-out denial. Bernanke has been saying that inflation is in check, and we all know the result of printing all this electronic money. And as I see it, Robbie, Wall Street is getting extremely, extremely nervous. The only reason why the stock market stayed up was because of these massive bailouts. I don't see it any other way, Robbie. The Fed has got to keep pumping the money into the markets. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
...800-313-9443 if you'd like to speak to Mr. Noel, that we're going to... This connection doesn't sound too bad, Robbie.
Well, hey, not bad for a third world country.
Not bad. And all things being equal, we're going to see if we can get you up Monday.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, there was a story I did a couple of weeks ago. I'd actually talked to a banker from New York, commercial bank for, J.P. Morgan Chase. Put out the bank name. Sorry. At any rate, very interesting conversation with this guy. He was down here doing some consulting work in Austin. And we got into this very in-depth conversation, Robbie, about state of affairs, debt, QE2, QE3. He said his Harvard MBA grads in New York were having betting pools, betting whether the economy is going to collapse in September or October. And he said something kind of a, I guess it's a bank joke, I don't know. He said people are going to be hard-pressed to buy Christmas gifts this Christmas. He says people are going to be hard-pressed to do any business whatsoever. He said, quote, nobody's going to be doing any business. How do you see this shaking out? Do you think they're going to keep in Europe? Of course, it was, you know, it was their own quantitative easing, but they called it something else. Austerity program. Sounds so wholesome, doesn't it? Here they're quantitative easing. They are committed, because I confirmed with this guy. I said, look, the housing bubble, they just like going from bubble to bubble. One creates the next bubble, and everybody gets rich, and nobody goes to jail. I actually heard today that Goldman Sachs is too big to fail and too big to criminally charge for their actions in this massive derivatives fraud that they actually themselves took part in. And I'm listening to this, and basically what they're saying, and I'm sure Goldman Sachs told them, don't screw with us. Do not make the mistake of trying to criminally go after us. So they're already making the announcements that nothing criminal, no charges are going to be filed against anybody in Goldman Sachs for their hand, Robbie. I mean, come on, man. This is the biggest financial heist in human history.
Yep. Well, let me tell you where they're hiding all this quantitative easing. And this is where the problem lies. Now, I've been pretty much traveling around the world for the last 9 months. Besides South Africa, I've been to Thailand, been to Kuala Lumpur, been to Abu Dhabi, I've been to Phuket, been to Mauritius, I've been to Seychelles. And the concern in all these places is the rising cost of food. Food inflation is where they're burying all the dead bodies. And that in large part, when you look at the unrest that is erupting around the world, you can pretty much trace it all back to rising food prices. Now, I don't know whether you are seeing that manifest itself at the grocery stores in the United States, but it is very profound in the third world.
Well, and of course we have, you know, the backroom deals, the subsidized farming, control of the federal government on what we grow, how much we grow. I mean, their latest foray here to support the genetically modified corn out there, which is, they've got so much corn planted, Robbie, that it's threatening the water tables here in the U.S. So what happens?
Yes.
What happens here? The vaunted Congress critters in D.C. Well, to ease the energy, the cost of oil. Now, this is how twisted the thinking is. It actually costs more to produce this gasohol than it would be just to leave it alone and make it 100% derived petroleum product, gasoline and diesel. But
yeah, but the problem with that is it's sapping a basic food source for the third world and raising the prices. I mean, if you look back to how that whole thing erupted in Tunisia, when that kid burned himself to death, that pretty much sparked the uprising in the Middle East, it was all predicated on rising basic essential food costs of wheat and corn.
Well, and things have not changed by way of media in the last 9 months any more than they've changed in the last 9 years or for the last, I don't know how many decades. MSNBC, Robbie, is their take on food prices and the their what they call an age of growing crisis. They're predicting that prices are forecast to increase by something in the range of 70 to 90% by the year 2030. I think what they meant to say, food prices are forecast to increase by something in the range of 70 to 90% by 2030, tomorrow. Let's take the break. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's go to the phones. Let's get ready to rumble. Robert in Las Vegas. How you doing, Robert?
How you doing? How you doing, gentlemen?
Hi.
Just quick thought. I wonder if our fearless leader wants to be buried in Moscow next to Lenin or London next to Marx. But anyway, I sit here and I watch this stuff closely, and I'm afeard that when it comes down to nut cutting time, I'm not sure they'll all have the huevos to really do what needs to be done. What do you guys think? In terms of this debt ceiling, I think, you know, they'll be touting some bipartisan, oh, well, we'll raise it a little because we got spending cuts and all this. Do you think they just have the gall to say no and stick to it? And I'll wait for your answer. Thank you.
All right.
No, they can't say no. They're in a catch 22 situation, because if they don't raise the debt ceiling, as Moody's already indicated yesterday, the U.S.'s credit rating is now under review, and by lowering the U.S. Credit rating, ultimately what that does is it raises the interest on whatever the U.S. borrows. And let me tell you, a small percentage increase in what it costs the U.S. to borrow just exacerbates the debt situation. So they're going to try and come up with some sort of happy ground where they will promise some austerity cuts, but try and buy themselves some time by raising the debt ceiling, you know, a couple of trillion dollars, maybe taking it up to $16 trillion. But when you try and wrap your arms around that number, it becomes increasingly apparent that, and I think even Alan Greenspan was on C-SPAN, CNBC today, saying that there is no way we can address this problem without obviously having to address raising taxes. And as you've seen what happens in places like Greece and Spain and Italy, what happens when governments are forced to adhere to dictates from the IMF, and that cutting of government programs and raising taxes doesn't usually go over well with the general populace.
Well, Wall Street is touting, and they're sending mixed messages right now. They'll bring on, and you know how they do it, they bring on their guests that are pro more bailout because that's good for Wall Street. It keeps their stocks pumped up. It makes the market appear that it's healthy. And the irony to this is to come out with the same stories in the same day about unemployment. The sense that I'm getting, Robbie, off of these financial shows is they're unraveling. They're faced with putting out conflicting information, and they're for lack of a better term, they're looking goofy. Because the stories will flip. One says that, oh, no, the government must do this. This is good for the markets. Well, there's nothing underlying. There's no economy support underlying what's going on in Wall Street.
Well, I mean, the stress is getting to them. I mean, I just found out that Mark Haynes, the anchor of the morning show with Aaron Burnett, which apparently has now left the network, died last week.
Yeah.
Of a heart attack.
Aaron's gone as well?
Yeah. So it looks like the rats at CNBC are bailing the ship. I mean, I don't even know how they could continue doing what they do on a daily basis without feeling somewhat guilty. Because, I mean, there's a level to how far you can spin this thing. I mean, every now and again on CNBC, they will have somebody on that spills the beans. And soon as somebody does that, then they spend the next hour trying to debunk whatever he just said.
That's true. That is true. I played a clip yesterday. It was about 11 minutes long, but I'm going to go in here and edit out the majority of this. Standard & Poor's, one of the biggest traders out there, absolutely dropped a bombshell, and he's saying, look, we're on the verge of a great, great depression. Not singular, but plural, you know, two times. Great, great depression. And all the factors are there, irrespective.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the only guy that they seem to allow occasional outbursts of truth is Rick Santelli.
That's exactly what I said on the program yesterday. Here's a guy, and he's generally on the trading floor, and he's got a staccato voice to begin with, and he's got to be heard over the din of the traders on the floor. And when he talks, it's kind of like E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton used to speak, people used to listen. When Rick Santelli starts belching and breathing fire from the trading floor, he gets people's attention, and they tolerate him.
And, And if you listen carefully when he says some of these things, you hear applause coming from the traders on the floor.
I've heard the same thing. I have heard the very same thing. Hey, let's go back to the phones here. Chris in Utah. Hello, Chris.
Howdy.
Hi.
Robbie.
Hey.
Please come on. Every time you laugh, my wife laughs. And in the last 9 months, she hasn't laughed near as much, and you can fix that. Besides, the three amigos need to ride again.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
That thought did cross my mind, Robbie. I mean, if you're going to be doing 2 hours a day, I don't know if you want to do four, but I think maybe you can join us on the Tuesday show for maybe an hour so the tres amigos can be reunited.
Oh,
whatever you're
making. I'm Mr. Banter with Bob.
He doesn't know anything about this, by the way. We're going to spring him. We're going to spring you on him Tuesday. We'll play a little joke on Mr. Chapman. I just love doing things like that.
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. What's your wife's first name?
Geraldine.
You tell Geraldine to crank up the laugh box. Okay.
By golly, I'll do that.
All right then.
Thank you kindly.
All right.
Glad to have you home.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate that.
Almost home. A little south.
Yeah, I feel a lot safer this side of the border, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, I mean, and what do you hear out of Mexico? You hear about the drug gangs, the cartels. They're doing heavy business now that they've installed their distribution centers in every U.S. city. The government is still maintaining that that's their purview to protect us from, well, foreign invasion. And they specifically left the southern border wide open to allow the drug trade to get really entrenched in this country. Now we have...
Can I tell you a little story? There's a thing over here called the Gringo Times, which is obviously Americans that have settled this side of the border. They have a sort of like little newspaper, and I read an article in it the other day where they actually advise Americans coming to Mexico to carry their passport at all times because you could get stopped by the federales and you have to produce documentation that you are legally in Mexico. I mean, think of that for a second.
I'm going to dial up this clip. This is, I need you to hear this, Robbie, because, as I said, the conflicting stories here are fast and furious. Here is the man that is from Standard & Poor's, and this is what he has to say on the economy. Pretty much got this dialed in where I need it. We might have a little overlap here, but here it is.
Peter Yastro, market strategist at DT Trading. Peter, there is a glass half full side to this whole argument if we are to believe that QE3 is sort of put back on the table as a possibility, and that is for the markets, for traders, that could be viewed as a good thing.
Yeah, I'm with Yastro Oerger, but just to be clear, what we've got right now is almost near panic going on with money managers and people who are responsible for money. They cannot find the yield, and you don't want to just be putting your money into commodities or things that are punts that might work out and they might not, depending on what happens with the economy. We need to find real yield and real returns on these assets.
So where do you go?
That's why you're flocking to, you know, you see bad data, you see the Treasuries rally, you see all bonds and all fixed income rally, and then the people who are betting against U.S. economy, they start throwing money at getting bearish on stocks. It's a huge mistake. Interest rates are amazingly low. And that, thanks to Ben Bernanke, is driving everything. You know, I keep making them point. You know, there's a difference between Ben Bernanke and Harry Houdini. Ben Bernanke's not a magician. We're on the verge of a great, great depression. The Fed knows it. We have many, many homeowners who are totally underwater here and cannot get out from under. The technology frontier is limited right now. We definitely have an innovation slowdown, and the economy is going to suffer. And all the Fed tweaking and all the interest rate tweaking and all of the tax adjustments are actually not going to be able to save us if we cannot get a cost of labor that's in line with the rest of the planet, and we can't get our productivity levels high enough to justify the wages we're already getting paid.
So
it's
you
not
don't
that
see
complicated.
A, you don't see a replay of last summer where we get this bit of a float from the Fed and things
no, because
start
last
coming
summer,
back.
Remember, the Fed, the U.S. government used $1 trillion of stimulus. We're a $14 trillion economy. So if they did that over 2 years, that's $500 billion over $14 trillion, which works out to about 3%, 3.5%, if my math in my head's right. So we're talking about 3.4% growth just from the U.S. government stimulus package. So I think we could really quickly see the U.S. GDP numbers back below 1%. But that being said, I wouldn't sell stocks, and any bears out there better be really careful, because the dividend yields on these stocks look awesome relative to all the other investment vehicles out there. So bears are going to have to find a new way to express their discontent with our economy.
Because the bears are going to have to find a new way to express their discontent with the U.S. economy. He just said that he wouldn't sell the stocks. And you better be careful, you bearish-minded stock buyers out there, because, well, the stocks right now look really awesome. See what I mean about this conflicting? I mean, here's a guy saying we're on the verge of a Great, Great Depression. Then he turns right around and says, I'm still bullish on stock. I wouldn't sell them.
Well, there's an old adage. If you work for a Wall Street firm, if you recommend to your clients to sell out their position, you're no longer employed. I mean, brokers don't tell you to sell on Wall Street. That's a no-no. But that's been true for a long time.
And this was on this very same day that actually it wasn't 50,000 jobs. The private sector added only 38,000 jobs. And yep. And here's what people... They don't understand. These banks, the Federal Reserve Bank, that has been so magnanimous to pump all this money into Wall Street, into General Motors, into Chrysler, into foreign banks, you know, because, well, they're really too big.
The majority of the bailout went to foreign banks, by the way.
Yes. And here we are propping up, by the way, my J.P. Morgan Chase guy, I told him, I said, the truth about these derivatives, how huge this derivative bubble really is, I said, is not being told to the American people. They're starting to find out about it through back channels. Everybody in the banking industry knows this. Anybody on the stock market really does know this, because these are the people that need to know information. This is an information age. This is information type work. The most current information is their lifeblood. When I asked this gentleman, Robbie, I said, my sources tell me between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars worldwide. That's what they've got floating in these toxic, they use that term, toxic assets. All he did was look at me and nod in the affirmative. So there's no way that they're going to be able to stop monetizing this debt, is there?
Nope.
So here,
no, I mean, they've headed down the slippery slope, and there's no way of reversing it.
They can't keep
because.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, to reverse it, it's the medicine is far more painful than anybody realizes, and the cuts that have to, I mean, they don't want to talk about cuts in social programs, because they know ultimately that will lead to civil unrest. I mean, they've seen that unfold in real time around the world. But, you know, when you look at how many Americans are reliant on subsidies of food stamps, I mean, the numbers are horrific.
Well, and as I said, you know, this is starting to leak out, the true facts of the economic crisis, and it is that. We should be able to invent a new term rather than just saying it's really, really bad, like the Great, Great Depression that we're on the verge of. I mean, people, Robbie, people are finding out about this. More Americans think economy will never recover. I mean, 61% of them say that they don't expect to return to their respective pre-recession lifestyles maybe until 2014, 2015, if ever. 800-313-9443. Want to do a little jib-jab with Robbie? Talk about his travels? Talk about some financial news? Your choice. 800-313-9443.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. Yeah, Robbie, like I said, prior to the break, people, there's this strange atmosphere in this country. It's lethargic, at times a little hopeful, at times really depressing, but mostly people are unsure. They're not getting any concrete answers. They can't destroy the figures that they're releasing any longer. I mean, we know what the government plays. They still insist that, well, inflation is within an acceptable range considering what we did with monetization of debt. They're in denial. Inflation is running rampant. And that's, Robbie, Zimbabwe time, because this is even before the real indicators of all this electronic money creation, what that's going to do with inflation. It's absolutely going to kill. I mean, they can raise debt limits. They can raise taxes. How the hell are they going to raise taxes off a faltering economy? All the while, too chicken crap here to make the necessary cuts in Washington, D.C. The states are doing it, but it doesn't seem that the United States is any longer part of the United States. They're in la-la land.
You know, and I don't want to sound like an advert for Mexico in any way, shape, or form, but there's a guy here in Mexico, Mexico's billionaire is. His name is Hugo Salinas Price. He owns a chain of electronic stores. And he's been an advocate of Mexico returning to a silver standard for many years. And Mexico, you know, you can walk into any Mexican bank here and you can buy silver Libertads. They sell them in the banks. And he's been the major proponent of silver. And his statement is that it enables average people here to be able to, that can protect them from the average them a precipitous decline in the value of.
You're starting to drift on me here, Robbie.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Is there anything that we can do about that or do a, no? Okay. I was just told, deal with it.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, it's work in progress as far as the internet is concerned, but I'm sure it's just because of, the time of day more than anything else.
Understood. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Sherry in Kansas. Well, I'll tell you what, Sherry, just hang on a second because I hear ye old bumper music. So hang on there. Got any questions or observations, or you just want to do a little chit chat with the Rhodesian Ridgeback that's no near anywhere near Rhodesia? Well, Rhodesia's not been near Rhodesia for a long time. It's now non-existent Zimbabwe. Jeez, old Pete. Zimbabwe. We gotta find a corollary term to tell people we're going to get Zimbabwe'd. We'll take the break here, 800-313-9443. We're going to try to put Robbie on the airwaves starting Monday, and that would be from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, Central Time. You're on the... You're what, an hour behind us or two?
Sometime.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar